Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Boudica, Dreaming the Eagle, written by Amanda Scott and read by Lisa Goddard, Philip Stevens, and Jerome Flynn. The attack came in the hour before dawn. The girl woke to the stench of burning thatch and the sound of her mother screaming. Outside, in the clearing beyond the hut, she heard her father's response and the clash of iron on bronze. Another man shouted, not her father, and she was up, throwing off the hides, reaching back into the dark behind the sleeping place for her skinning knife, or, better, her axe. She found neither. Her mother screamed again, differently. The girl scrabbled frantically, feeling the fire scorch her skin and the sliding ache of fear that was the threat of a sword cut to the spine. Her fingers closed on a haft of worn wood, running down to the curve of a grip she knew from hours of oil and polish and the awe of youth. Her father's boar spear. She jerked it free, turning and pulling the leather cover from the blade in one move. A wash of pre-dawn light hit her eyes as the door skin was ripped from its hangings and replaced as rapidly by a shadow. The bulk of a body filled the doorway. Dawn light flickered on a sword blade. Close by, her father screamed her name, Briaka. She heard him and stepped out of the dark. The warrior in the doorway grinned, showing few teeth, and lunged forward. His blade caught the sunlight and twisted it, blinding them both. Without thinking, she did as she had practiced, in her mind, in the safety of the lower horse paddocks, and once in the forest beyond. She lunged in return, putting the weight of her shoulders, the twist of her back, and the straightening kick of both legs into the thrust of the weapon. She aimed for the one pale segment of skin she could see. The spear blade bit and sank into the notch of his throat, at the place where the tunic stopped and the helmet had not yet begun. Blood sluiced brightly downwards. The man choked and stopped. The sword that sought her life came slicing on, carried by the speed of his lunge. She wrenched sideways, too slowly, and felt the sting of it carve between her fingers. She let go of the spear. The man toppled over, angled away from her by the weight of the haft. The doorway brightened and darkened again. Her father was there. Briaka! God! Briaka! He too stopped. The man on the floor pushed a hand beneath his side and tried to rise. Her father's hammer sang down and stopped him forever. He brought his arms up and round her, holding her close, smoothing her cheek, running his big, broad smith's fingers through her hair. You killed him. My warrior. My best girl. You killed him. God, that was good. I could not bear to lose you both.